Is Doja Cat beefing with her cat daddy?
And Steph and Aisha Curry just added to their team. We'll tell you about their little bundle of joy.
Plus, is Ryan Phillippe trying to spin the block with Reese Witherspoon? But first,
let's get this started!
Yep.
All right, y'all, there's a brand new beef going on, and we didn't see this one coming at all. And it's between Carlton and Madea.
Oh, no.
Hello.
It's, Alfonso Ribeiro and Tyler Perry. Now, somebody on Black Twitter said Tyler could revamp Alfonso's career, and then Alfonso entered the chat. He said,
I don't need that or ever want that man to do anything for me.
Now, FYI, Alfonso did direct 12 episodes of TP series Meet the Browns back in 2009 and 2010. I can only imagine the things that went wrong. What say you?
You know what, though? This came from, the fan said that because he recently had an interview where he talked about how playing Carlton on The Fresh Prince ruined his career because he became typecast. But, so that's why the fan said that to him on Twitter. But this seemed a little heated to me.
There's something personal in here, right?
Yeah. If you did direct something for that particular show, that means Tyler Perry gave you an opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. So why would you say that man as if that man did him something?
Their ideologies probably clash because you think about like him being on like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
It's a very structured set.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's very freestyle from what I've been told. Yep. Like, you know, like they get a lot done in one day.
He shoots a movie within 7 days. Yeah. So I think sometimes, like you said, it's an ideal thing. Like you're coming from this era. Tyler's like, nah, baby, this is drive-through movies right here. We ain't got time. We ain't doing that, okay?
So, in essence, you're saying Tyler Perry is more chitlin circuit than what he used to do?
I did not say that.
Oh, shoots a little bit efficiently, I guess. You know, two-take Jake. You know what I mean?
Tyler, I love chitlins. Okay. So, all right, y'all. Congratulations are in order for Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi, y'all. After 3 years together and a year engaged, they tie the knot in a small private ceremony. And reportedly, they're planning a bigger wedding later in the year. So, Jake, whose dad is John Bon Jovi, okay? He's 22, and Millie is 20. And some fans online said Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi is the best 80s name ever. What do y'all think?
Millie Bobby John Bon Jovi.
The name does ride, but has anybody checked on Drake?
I know, he crying in the car. He crying. Yeah. He crying somewhere.
But I can picture him the same way he looked on the cover of Take Care. Just sad.
Right,
slow
think
poem.
Millie Bobby Brown is pregnant?
No.
I don't think she's pregnant.
Because them quick wins, we get married now,
I
and they have one
and
later.
They, and they've
been together 3 years,
I'm
engaged
so happy
for one.
For
that's a good long courtship
but
right
they,
there.
They
are a little young, but also, John Bon Jovi's been married to his high school sweetheart for like, what, 40 years? Yep. Something like
that's
that?
His daddy, baby. We're talking about him.
Yeah, but you know, that following demonstration. Yeah.
But aren't they on the Keep Sweet People?
The what?
The Keep Sweet People.
What's that?
The Mormon. They ain't Mormon.
No. No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, come on, Miss Davey. Yeah. You ain't see the Keep Sweet documentary on Netflix with the Mormon people?
No. I don't know. No one has as much time as you have. How do you watch all of this?
No idea.
Almost like they didn't see it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon also got married young, and even though they've been divorced a long time, they've stayed close because they got kids. In fact, Ryan shared this throwback and said, "We were hot and drenched in late 90s angst at Reese Witherspoon. Such a cooler time than today." Okay, now, Ryan and Reese have had other relationships
since
then.
She don't look happy right here at all.
She doesn't. She never looked happy back then, I don't think.
She's got some really cruel intentions.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Is she's newly divorced, and we don't know if he's with anyone or not, so do you think he's trying to, like,
shoot that shot?
If not, why not? Because they've both been outside. They know what's out there. Yeah. Nothing.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes you got to stick to the rooms you used to.
Ryan's, he's got some cruel intentions here, if you know what I'm saying.
Honestly,
you also know why you broke up in the first place, though. And sometimes you don't want to go back to that.
That's true. But they were kids when they got together. Like, now they can make adult versions of the same mistakes they made earlier.
Also, Reese Witherspoon went on to be, she's got to be worth dang near $1 billion, you know, because she's got all these shows.
And her production company is doing really
and
well.
And what that mean? Put them out to get married.
But they both look really good, though. Like,
but I wouldn't go back. You done got tainted. You done been with other people. No.
Tainted?
Yes.
No. A quick vaginal rejuvenation could fix that.
Oh, well, honey, would have to, child, because you can't touch me then.
How
not with that.
Well, y'all, surprise, surprise. Aisha and Steph Curry took to IG to announce the birth of their fourth child, a baby boy. He posted a photo of his cute little head with the caption, "Our sweet baby boy decided to make an early arrival. He's doing great, and we are finally settling in at home as a family of six."
Here's the story.
So grateful. Yeah. And his name is Kaius Cha Curry. What y'all think about the name? That sounds like something I order at Starbucks.
Exactly. Yeah. Or something at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, they might, yeah. Little Kaius, little C, little CC.
But you know what I like about her, Miss Aisha, honey? She got her insurance policy, honey.
Okay.
She got her four, honey. So
when was she pregnant, though? Wasn't
nobody
she just
knows.
In a movie with
he hit
in Netflix? So did she
maybe
ran
she
a
shot
womb?
It earlier before she got pregnant.
Maybe yeah. She ran a womb or something. Do y'all think she ran a womb?
She probably did because she needed four, honey, to make it even.
That's a beautiful
future
family.
Future secure.
They are. Very beautiful family.
Beautiful light-skinned family. I love it.
The Currys.
All right, y'all, moving on. Doja Cat recently blasted her father, South African dancer Dumasani Dulamini.
All right, honey.
Online. She first wrote, "Dad, let me know when if you need me to re-up your makeup cabinet because you a B." Oh. Then she edited the caption to, "I'm going to turn you into my next project and you're going to have to listen to it for the rest of your godforsaken life." Now, some called Doja Cat out for being a little disrespectful when she clapped back with, "Go give the deadbeat a kiss on the lips for me. He gave me a lazy eye and dipped." She has since re-edited the post again to say, "JK, love you. I was mad." So do y'all think Doja was out of line for attacking her dad like this in public?
No.
Depends on their history, man. Like, some people could bring the hatred out of you, but I hope she's joking. That's harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she probably was hurt. She said, you know, she was hurt. And when you hurt, you say things that you don't mean, but you get it out and then you retract.
And if she has a lazy eye, she really worked hard to make it not look lazy.
Because
that eye seems to always be keeping up with the other one, you know?
Yeah. I just think we need, as society, we need more journals. We need more journals. Yeah. We need more journals. You know, write our thoughts. And maybe, like, when you write it out, "My daddy's a bitch." That don't look
Girl,
right.
She's a I'm writer. Not gone. She's a writer, so she's got journals. she writes lyrics and she writes songs, but so she's getting it out.
Is she the one who said she was a cow?
Yeah, move.
Well, you see that? So she hurt.
That was her very first song.
Yeah, she don't think that no more.
She's got so many songs.
Yeah. Oh, really? I just knew that one.
All right.
She don't even eat steak.
Okay.
Here we go. Evidently, we've got to move on. All right, if you think Doja blasting her father online is wild, listen to this. San Diego police officer Anthony Hare has resigned after he accidentally locked himself in the back of his squad car with a female detainee who had propositioned him for sex, and he didn't call for help for 20 minutes. And now the body cam footage of the incident has been released after a year. Guys, buckle up. Check this out.
Oh, we get to see the incident? Oh, this ain't a family show, ain't it? Now what the hell? Now I don't see nothing unzipped or nothing.
Okay, hold up. Well, 20 minutes went by. Okay, so he was supposed to bring her into the station for questioning, but it looks like he wanted to serve her punishment another way, if you know what I'm saying, get that private interview. Do you think his heart dropped when he couldn't get out of the car?
Oh, definitely, because now, like, you packaged up, like, the prisoner that you're supposed to be bringing in.
Also,
and they also found, like, stains on his belt. Like, where they picked him up. Do you realize how talented you have to be to have sex in the back of a cop car and still be cuffed?
Number one. Number two, how can you be a cop and not know how the back doors of a cop car work?
Because he never done a damn bad
enough. You can't get out.
It was a second
year. That's the whole point.
But also, what if he was just back there giving her some advice about life decisions? I don't see nothing unzipped. I don't see no lipstick on.
She was giving him some advice. She was using her head.
Yeah. Officer Hare.
Whole thing, honey.
Tony. Officer Tony Hare.
I feel bad for Officer.
What?
Yeah, I feel bad for him. He wasn't back there doing nothing. He innocent.
Yeah, he was just showing her his nightstick.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Cardi B, honey, might want to call Officer Hare to lock up the body shamers, honey. We'll explain after the break.
Shamers.
You have a right to remain loud and vocal.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Cardi B wants the haters to know she doesn't care what y'all say about her. Cardi was recently body shamed after a performance in Vegas. Well, here's how Cardi responded.
"I'm getting body shamed. I'm so sad. Everybody's saying that I look fat. like my ass is so fat. Everybody hates me.
Dang. Well, y'all, do you think she's really not bothered?
She's not, because she has doctors and shots and nutritionists and trainers, you know what I'm saying? She can get it all the way back together.
She can do whatever she wants to do whenever she wants to.
The people who paid to go see her, she's not bothered.
Cardi B said, bitch, I already paid and I got my check, honey. I'm fat.
Okay. As I enjoy this big pancake.
Thank you.
Literally.
And all that food is going to the right place. You know what I'm saying? Like, that thing still got some jiggle in it.
I'm going to get some pancakes after this. She made me want some pancakes.
This is real good. Also, did she eat that one in just like one bite? She put half that bowl.
She got a big mouth.
Okay, well, moving on. Sia is such a huge fan of the TV show Survivor that she's...
Oh my gosh, she has a face?
I was about to say, I've never seen her face.
I'm so sorry. I've never seen her face.
Well, there she is.
Anyhow. We should put the Dish logo up to cover her eyes just so we can be like, oh, yeah, Sia.
Yeah, there we go, Sia. Okay, so that's what Sia looks like, guys.
Anyhow, never seen her.
She likes the TV show Survivor so much that she gives her favorite contestants money. She's given them money for 8 years. All in all, she's reportedly given about $1 million to 19 different players in various amounts of money, and it's been called the Sia Prize, just out of her own back pocket.
That's cute.
Well, that's cute. Survivor host Jeff Probst has announced that the Sia Prize is coming to an end. Oh. He reminisced about the time back in 2016 when Sia stood up during the live finale and awarded the contestant $50,000 for protecting a chicken from being eaten.
Oh.
Now, question for the Dish Gang here. Is there a reality star or contestant you love so much that you would give your own money to him?
Hell no.
Not money on Love is Blind? You love that show.
I love Love is Blind. Oh, you know what? Love is Blind, Cam and Lauren.
Yeah.
The first two, I would say winners, but they got married the first season. So, yeah, I would give my money to them. Yes. Yeah. But other than that, no. They get paid a good money. Don't they get paid good when y'all do these reality shows?
If you win, you get good money. I don't know that, like...
I probably would donate somebody on The Price is Right that lose the spinning wheel or something.
Oh, like the little showcase showdown? Yeah, the wheel.
The people that don't get to go up for the showcase.
Yeah, that's want to win and they don't win.
That's sweet, Gary.
That's really
You know who does deserve to be paid, though, as a reality show person? Tiffany New York Pollard.
She does shows. Didn't she do College Hill last season?
You're right.
Yeah, she's working.
Yeah, she got a cute check.
Yeah.
Good. She stayed doing something.
Okay, period. I haven't seen her.
Did she kind of change her look?
I think so. I think she lost weight recently.
It's always evolving.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, coming up, find out what surprising thing Jelly Rose says kept him away from hard drugs. Aww. That story plus much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So Jelly Roll says if it wasn't for the sticky icky, he would still be out in them streets messed up, y'all. So Jelly Roll has been pretty open, y'all, about his past with substance abuse and says Mary J. has helped him out with his sobriety journey. Now here's what the man said. I think a world without weed, Jelly Roll's drinking codeine and popping Xanax and snorting cocaine again. But a world with weed, I'll be all right. I believe marijuana has helped me in so many regards with my anxiety. This is a hot button topic, but truly, marijuana has kept me sober.
I pictured his mouth moving, saying your words.
Like, Brad, if you would have added, vote for me, 2024, I would have been like, let's go!
But the question is he really sober smoking? But that's not a good representative for the children.
Well, compared to like what Xanax and codeine and those other things do to you. So it's kept him off of those horrible drugs that could really kill him. You never hear weed killing anybody. Marijuana doesn't kill people. It actually helps heal people. It helps with their anxiety. You need some CBD.
I've been wanting to try it for the longest, but I'm scared.
Yeah, to make your nerves not bad.
Yeah, because I've been thinking about those gelatin.
Yeah. Gummies?
Gummies.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, Gary,
no,
with the gummies.
No, not the CBD gummies.
I'm saying, okay, I was gonna say he can't do.
What gummies are you talking about?
She's talking about the real gummies.
Not even a half of one?
No, Gary, you can't handle that.
No.
Your knee's too weak for that.
Get these legs too thin. Okay, it is time for Shop West Grove.
And first up, we got the Take Eye Car DVR. Now, this car DVR can record all your driving activity with precision and accuracy.
It features a 170-degree wide-angle lens, so no detail will be missed. It's like having eyes all around your vehicle.
Oh. Installation is a breeze with the suction cup holder that firmly fixes the camera in place. It aligns seamlessly with the camera and can be easily disassembled when needed.
Oh, honey, well, all right, baby. How much is it?
Well, Gary, it can go for as high as $94.99, but we got y'all for $29.95.
Okay. Well, y'all, next up, we've got the RGB wireless waterproof speaker.
Oh, I love this. That's right, y'all. Get ready to party with the little powerhouse speaker.
With its long-lasting battery, you'll enjoy a whopping 8 hours of playtime at medium volume, ensuring the fun never stops.
Plus, honey, with a wireless working range of about 32 feet, now you can keep the tunes flowing, honey, from anywhere in the room. That'll rock, so yes, I'm coming out.
And if you're worried about running out of the juice, fear not. This speaker charges in just 4 hours, so you can spend less time waiting and more time rocking out. Oh.
This is great. Okay, let's keep this party going. It can go for as high as $59.99, but for you, we got you for $19.95.
Lowski, woski.
Yes.
All right, now for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
Okay, I gotta know which product everyone is going with.
Boombox.
Oh, definitely the Bluetooth.
I'm doing both of them.
I'm doing both too, baby. I need to be recorded, honey.
We can play the music while we record.
I'm gonna be outside my man window like, can you stand the rain?
He'll be in the window recording you.
Break. It's another unbelievable Wheel of Fortune contestant answer you don't want to miss, so come right on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Baby, honey, this has got to be my favorite episode of Wheel of Fortune, honey. Yes, honey. So when it was time, y'all, for the toss-up portion of the game show, baby, you'll never guess, honey, what this contestant said. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh no.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
No. Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's it, I think, yeah. Much better answer.
Come on.
My man was like one more vowel away from being great. Yeah. He just needed one more vowel. He could have did something better.
Right in the butt.
Baby, he told us where he was from.
Wow.
Yes, honey, that's my friend. Now, y'all. Now, do y'all think, honey, his family, friends, and co-workers, baby.
Yes.
For the rest of his life.
Oh, forever, baby.
For the rest of his life, right in the butt, huh?
Yes, honey.
He knew he was dead ass wrong. Like, as it rolled out, he like, right in the butt?
Well, he legit looked confident even still, and even after being told he was wrong.
He was talking to his friend at home, bitch. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
The queen's gonna look for him. What you say, baby?
Yeah, on the streets, he's gonna be like, you wanna buy a vowel? Yeah. You know?
Goes to the doctor for his checkup. What was like this thermometer?
New set of DMs.
Well, honey, that's all y'all for Dish, honey, we have. So, baby, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Right in the butt.
Yes, baby.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.